Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Happy Saturday. We are entering the fall. You can feel it in the evenings. You can feel it in the mornings. Things change. Well, our study of human aging has changed relative to 10 years ago. There's been an explosion in the anti-aging market. And it revolves around a couple of concepts that, well, nutritional devotees have figured out a way to get this to the public. Concepts that are sometimes exaggerated, unfortunately. But there's so much information and so much discovery around genetics today. It's hitting the mainstream hospitals. Wojcicki from Google invested billions into this $99 DNA test. Some of you have heard about this. There's something called TA65. It's a supplement that's already falling out of vogue. But it enhances the rate at which the telomerase enzyme works. And we're going to get into what that means. Really, what I want to do today is get you concepts so you start to get friendly with these words, because you're going to hear them. Some of you are going to be, unfortunately, manipulated by them. We have everybody from the low-end nutritional companies to the highest echelons of science extrapolating out of basic concepts and real science, extrapolating out of it to kind of, well, I'd say slant your perspective on how to make these discoveries functional. So today I want to discuss telomeres. I want to discuss methylation. I want to discuss epigenetics, and I want to discuss HUI. And that's the name of the show today. Telomeres, methylation, epigenetics, and HUI. HUI as in bozo talk. HUI as in you're going to get ripped off if you don't get clear on what these words mean. If you can, of course, get to the website. You're going to need the website today if you can. If you can't, use your imagination. Listen extra hard. Some of you will have a headache by the end of today's show. That's why I archive the shows. This is show 277. Get to the website, straighttalk.ccnot.com. And get on this train, because it's coming. If you would, get to the website. And I want you to check out this. I put a YouTube clip on top. It's on Bill Andrews, a telomere researcher. And I want to get into that later, so just know that there's a YouTube there. But if you look at picture number one, this is National Geographic this month. The end of blindness, winning the fight to see. And if you read the article, they actually take people who were blind, kids, or who are going blind. They make the modifications in their DNA. In other words, they're blind because, or going blind because of a defective sequence, a defective nucleotide sequence in the strand of DNA. And again, if you're not familiar with the terminology, let me cut to the chase. Genetics comes down to chromosomes, comes down to genes, and the genes are just strings of things that we call nucleotides, which are little molecules, and those molecules vary from cytosine to guanine and so on and so forth. There's only five or six, and the sequence of these, which is infinite in a chain of DNA nucleotides, that sequence codes in the nucleus of the cell for all sorts of different things to occur. And of course, these DNA sequences are constantly breaking down, And the body's got thousands of, well, not thousands, but hundreds of repair mechanisms to counterbalance what we call DNA degradation, or the breakdown in natural aging of these DNA sequences in one form or the other. So nothing really new to the human body. Our cells, so not our DNA, are always breaking down, and there's always something that God put there to put it back together. And this, of course, now we're discovering is going on in the DNA itself. And we've known this for many, many years, but now we're starting to find the things that get repaired in the DNA through certain mechanisms that we can actually use as markers for aging. In this case, the telomere, which is the tip of the chromosome, or the tip of the DNA strand, really. When these things called telomeres break down, every time the cell divides, they shorten. When they finally get too short, the cell doesn't divide well anymore. And lo and behold, you're in bad shape. Whatever disease you were going to get, because somewhere else along your genetic sequence, somewhere else you were predisposed or coded towards a disease, now you're going to get the disease because the tip of the chromosome broke down. So what all this ballyhoo about genetics comes down to is that we're looking for ways to go into your body to analyze markers or signs, things that are waving at us saying, hello, take a look at this, that are going to predict when you're going to get sick or what zone. Well, I'm all for it. You know me. I love the science. I love extrapolating good science into holistic medicine. I love that. That way we know what planet we're on. Otherwise, holistic medicine, well, it could be reduced to a lot of fantasy. But that aside, the premise here, the premise with the show, especially if you're new to the show, is that hard science should be supporting holistic medicine, not denigrating it, not denying it. So here we are with this DNA age and the end of blindness. And you can't knock it. If you read the article in National Geographic, they cure some young little kid's blindness. We've done this with Bubble Boy, that disease where the baby's born, it has no immune system, and it has to live in a bubble. That one they've also cured. Genetic engineering is real, and it's being used today. I think fairly soon down the pipe will be, well, I don't want to say, I'll say this, down the pipe pretty soon we'll be capable, most likely, of curing diabetes, at least type 1 diabetes. It's a simple little organ, and we're already there, able to basically go in and genetically engineer a pancreas. So there's a lot coming down the pipe, and as you see out there again this month in National Geographic, is another front cover called The DNA Revolution. I put this on picture number 2, if you're following it on the computer, hopefully. So out there in the stands today, just this month, Discover Magazine, The Science of Aging, and there's a big double helix on the front page. Just this month today, out there in National Geographic, The End of Blindness. Out there today, front page of another National Geographic, some special edition, is The DNA Revolution. I mean, it's everywhere. It was predicted. You know, in the last 100 and so years, there was kind of this loose, not competition, but there was this focus on was quantum mechanics, was the Einstein stuff, the Heisenberg uncertainty principle stuff. Was this stuff going to have the greatest functional significance over the next 100 years, or is it going to be the DNA revolution, 1952, Watson and Crick? And they've kind of been going back and forth. As of 10 years ago, the DNA stuff is probably in the lead. And we're hitting a precipice now. We really and truly are. So here's this DNA revolution, and Wojcicki from Google spent billions, and I don't think we'll stop, on this $99 DNA test. So get used to it, get educated about it, because it's going to be manipulated on many levels. One level is it's going to promise you a lot of garbage based on marketing and marketing in the nutritional area. There's a product called TA65. I lost my – there it is. If you look at picture 14, TA65, it's the telomerase complex. Supposedly you spray this on and it repairs your damaged telomeres by enhancing the rate and efficiency of the telomerase enzyme. Now there you go. This is what I mean. At the same time, without really discussing not just genetics, but epigenetics, heart science, not TA65 science, but heart science, the science in your hospitals, is going to accomplish the same type of manipulation, but from the other side. You're going to get squeezed like your head in the middle of a vise, and on one end of the vise are nutritional claims that are bogus, and on the other end of the vise, you're going to have hardcore, supposedly mainstream allopathic medicine asking you to cut your breasts off prematurely because you've got too many markers for breast cancer. And if you remember a couple of shows earlier, all right, more than a couple, actually, we're overlooking the whole science and study of epigenetics, which I want to get into today. Epigenetics meaning that there are factors that are often under environmental control, meaning lifestyle choices, where you live, what you eat, how you think, so on and so forth, that will influence whether or not genes will express or not express. Angelina Jolie was, I'm sure, not informed of the epigenetic variables that would determine whether or not she could get sick. And of course, this is where the manipulation occurs on the side of what? On the side of heart science. Heart science, Western science, science at the Salk Institute, science in the hospitals, that science knows of epigenetics, but they're not calculating that in to their statements when they recommend that people sometimes do drastic things based on some genetic markers. So there's a manipulation on both ends. Again, the absolute necessity for you to understand, keeping in mind that this is science and this is a gift and this is wonderful. And you can't argue with the end of blindness. And you can't argue with the fact that Bubble Boy has been saved. And you can't argue with the fact that probably type 1 diabetes is over. So there's marvels within it. But again, you've got to have your head on straight. With that, I think I'm going to skip the YouTube for now. I think you've heard enough on that point. I want to get to some basic concepts because, first of all, what is the telomere? And the telomere, I put a great picture of the telomere. Picture number 6, if you can get to that. If you're driving, just picture the chromosome, which looks like an X. So picture an X with a circle in the middle. And on the tip of each of those lines that create the X, so if you have an X, that intersecting point in the middle is an intersection point, and off that circle in the middle come 4 legs. Now, we call those chromatids in genetics, and each of those chromatids, or legs of the X, at the tip, you've got this little period or dot or cover, and that cover or piece of tape at the end of each of these legs called chromatids, those are called telomeres. Now, I want you to hold that concept. You got to get this. This is where the brain's work is. You got to hold that concept, and then you got to get into a word called mitosis. If you're fortunate enough to be at the computer, go to picture number 4, and I want you to look at mitosis. Now, mitosis. Keep in mind that your cells, before you get sick, before they become useless. So when we say get sick, we simply mean that some organ or some part of your body, and of course every part of your body's alive, some part of your body had a job to do, and that job was given to the...